Thank you for joining me for another Quick Hits Conversation. I'm Dr. Robin. With me today, I have J.C. Glick, Jane Dolente, and Jeff Mangum. I would like to ask the question, how do you go on vacation and not dread the mountain of work that's going to be waiting for you when you get back? J.C., can you kick us off, please?
Yeah, I got to be honest with you. I never, ever worried about work piling up. And I think that the idea that I have is whether I'm there or not, the work is there. The work is there. And if I stayed 24/7, there'd still be more work to do. So I don't worry about, you know, the future work. I worry about, okay, what do I have to do? What are the tasks? And one of the I recognize that maybe I'm an anomaly when it comes to not worrying about what happens when I get back. What I do is I try to anticipate kind of, okay, what are the things that might come up, set subordinate leaders or subordinate people up to be successful to handle those things. And I also walk in prepared that, okay, some stuff is probably going to have happened while I'm away. I mean, I work with a company right now that is dispersed all over. So stuff happens when people are asleep. Mm. One area and they wake up. And so you could take this to that micro of, well, what happens if while I'm asleep, something happens? Something's always going to happen. Mm. Take a beat, take a look and go, okay. And you know, how do you eat an elephant? One bite at a time.
So stoic. Jane or Jeff, what do you think?
Well, I'm thinking about a executive who took plenty of vacations all around the world. And he never seemed to have a problem doing that.
But did he work during them?
Well, he was in a culture that was 24/7. And so he made sure he worked like crazy before he left, clearing his inbox. Mm. And then he would spend the first hour, maybe two, of every morning. He got up early, no matter where he was, and just made sure there were no bombs, explosions, crises, whatever, in his inbox. So he was on vacation, but not for the first hour every day of that vacation. But that does not seem like a huge price to pay.
Jeff, what are your thoughts?
Yeah, I think a key takeaway is there's really one size doesn't fit all. And for example, folks who are in sort of a more traditional corporate environment, it might be easier for them to disconnect and turn their work over to colleagues and really entirely get off the grid. But I think it really comes down to one's comfort level. I actually welcome incoming inquiries and so forth. And what I do is just try to plan ahead. And I think other folks have sort of hit on this. If I know I'm going to be away, I will alert key clients to let them know I'm away. I'll make arrangements to have colleagues fill in for me if need be, which has come up from time to time when I've been in really out of the way places. My comfort level is to check in from time to time, just to check the emails, not do it obsessively throughout the day, but just to log on, deal with anything I might need to deal with, and then just move on.
I'm clearly the oddball in the house because I do not do this well at all. When I try to take time away, I'm always like, oh, but Quick Hits next week. So I have to work on Tuesday and that need to post. And I do not do a good job of, and my husband will tell you, relaxing is not really my thing and I need to be better at it. So give me some tips. How do I get better at not feeling like I can't leave it? Because when I get back, then it's just going to be double and it's not, I need to get it all done at once.
What your comments make me think of, Robin, is I know our culture seems to look down its nose at that and might pressure you to change. But if you love what you do, and what I know about you is you love what you do, you're energized, you're excited, you don't express any symptoms of resentment, burnout. I wish this wasn't weighing on me. You love it. It's your life, what you're working on. And so maybe you just need a reframe that this isn't something you need to fix about yourself, that it's a good thing.
Well, that's interesting because you're right. I do. I love talking to my clients. I love doing these quick hits. I love everything I do, except editing videos. That's not my favorite. I need to outsource that. But other than that, sometimes when I'm on vacation, I'm like, I like to talk to some people. I should have a quick hit scheduled.
Case closed. Guilty as charged.
There are people I know who go on vacation and they are really anxious about the stuff they need to do. Not because they don't need a vacation. They do. They need a break from their work, but taking a break isn't something they're very good at. So can we talk a little bit, like, how do you take a break if your brain doesn't do it very effectively and you don't love what you do?
For me, and perhaps for others, it's really a sort of sticking to a schedule and having a routine. So for example, if you do have that need to check emails while you're quote unquote away, just build it into your day. So it doesn't take up your entire day, but just maybe a half an hour that you need to get through that stuff. And then just move on. And I love that use of the term reframing, sort of the way one looks at it, because we started off by talking about this sense of dread. And that's kind of a natural reaction. But if you flip that and said, well, hey, I'm actually grateful that I'm having people reach out to me and that you have business contacts and so forth. And maybe sometimes it just might be a matter of just, not to sound Pollyannish about it, but sort of looking at it from that glasses half full rather than half empty perspective. But to that practical point, I think it's just a matter of the time management and just carving out dedicated time and then just moving on and, you know, going on that hike or whatever you want to do while you're on the break.
And not let a crisis take over your entire day while you're on vacation, because that can happen.
I would agree with Jane on the reframe. The only other question I would ask before I said go ahead and reframe is, when you're on vacation, how does your partner feel about that? So you can be like, oh, I love this. This is great. I don't mind. But I think the key here is be present where you are. So if I'm anxious about the work that's piling up, I'm not present where I am, which means I'm ignoring my partner, my children, my friends, whatever I have the ability to get right in that moment. So I think that, you know, there does have to be a self-awareness to go, okay, so I'm anxious. I know why I'm anxious. That all makes sense. It makes sense in our sense making. But there is no good that comes from that anxiety. I mean, we know that physiologically that anxiety creates a detriment to our brain, to our memory, to our ability to even get that stuff done later in the future. So I think that saying, okay, well, I am anxious. I'm not mad at myself for being anxious, but it's not really serving a purpose. The other piece is there have been countless studies that have shown that taking away time from the email, from the work, and reading a book or doing another activity actually increases productivity. So by resting and giving your brain a break of what you were doing, you're actually making yourself better and more productive for that mountain of work that you feel is going to be there.
Mm-hmm. So I'm wondering, you know, all of the things, I'm nodding. I'm like, yep, got that. Understand that. Agree with you. I mean, I'm a psychologist. Yep. Know the study. All right, great. How is it? Is it a matter of meditation? Is it a matter of just, I'm going to relax? Like, how does that work?
I think Jeff and JC made great points. I think humans love scheduling. JC is talking about if your spouse is not happy about the fact you're dragging emails into your vacation, there's something wrong then with your scheduling muscle.
Mm.
So I think scheduling, as Stephen Covey used to always say, if you want freedom, get scheduled. And if you believe in Habit 7, where he said, sharpen the saw, and the payoff for doing it is what JC was talking about, is you're refreshing yourself so you're more productive. A burnout brain, an anxious brain, doesn't produce as great a service to clients or quality of deliverables. Make sure there's balance in your life. You're scheduling time for sharpen the saw. And if you're letting your work erode the time you've committed to scheduling, are you using work as an anesthesia for not thinking about the bigger questions? about do you value your partner? That would be my a partner big problem.
Is awesome. My partner is awesome. Russ is a great guy. And I am going to have to cut us off there because that is our 10 minutes. So thank you so much for having this conversation with me. I appreciate it greatly. And I look forward to talking to each of you again soon when I'm not on vacation.
Great.